This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 143, How to Not Be Alone on Independence Day in the U.S. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation with your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Gabby Wallace, the language angel from Boston, USA.
Hey guys, if you want to learn 10 ways to learn English with a podcast, come to our website and get our free ebook at www.allearsenglish.com/free. In this episode, you're going to learn how to respond to a typical 4th of July invitation in English, and you're going to find out what Americans actually do on the 4th of July.
Hey, Lindsay, how's it going?
Good. How are you, Gabby?
Doing good.
So yeah.
Tomorrow's the 4th of July.
Oh, it is, isn't it?
Yeah. You have any plans for the day?
Actually, I don't have any plans yet. I'm not sure what I'm going to do.
Oh, well, I'm going to catch the parade tomorrow. Do you want to come?
Really? That would be cool. What time does it start? Do you know?
I think it starts around like 11 a.m., but I have to check.
Okay. Yeah. So are you thinking about seeing fireworks afterwards?
Definitely. You know, I love watching the fireworks here in Boston. They're beautiful. I think that doesn't get started until later. So you could join for both or one
awesome.
Or the other. I think we're going to go to fireworks around like 8 p.m.
Yeah.
Just before it gets dark.
Before it gets dark, exactly. Yeah. Well, that sounds great. So where should I meet you guys?
Why don't we meet at the Mass Ave Bridge?
Perfect. Over by MIT.
Yeah, on the MIT okay. side.
All right. I will see you there.
Cool.
What time?
How about you want to see the parade? Mm-hmm. So let's meet at 11.
All right. I'll see you there.
Awesome. All right.
Nice.
So you guys, tomorrow is the 4th of July and
Woo-hoo!
It's a big holiday. It's really fun. And we wanted to talk a little bit about what people typically do in the U.S. and also what the meaning is of the 4th of July. It's not just a party day. You know, there's some rich history behind the 4th of July. So maybe we could start there with the rich history. You know, we have the, it's Independence Day, which with the first one was 1776.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I want to tell you guys that this was my race number, 1776.
Oh, and in the Iron Man?
In the Iron Man, yeah. Ooh. We're going to talk about my Iron Man experience, let's see, in a week or so.
I think we already talked about it. But we could talk about it again if you really want to.
Okay. Oh, yeah, we talked about it last week on June 26th, number 139.
Anyway.
Okay, so I get a little confused. But anyway, 1776 is the first year that we were independent as a country in the U.S. So that's, you know, when we signed the Declaration of Independence.
Mm-hmm.
So we celebrate our freedom. From
Great
England.
Britain.
Yeah, exactly.
So it commemorates the day that we adopted the Declaration of Independence from mm-hmm. Great Britain. So that was July 4th, 1776.
That's right.
So it's a big deal. And what do we do to celebrate?
Well, July 4th, of course, is the summer. It's right in the middle of summer in the U.S. So we like to do outdoors activities. It could be having a barbecue. Weren't we just talking about barbecues too?
Barbecues are so fun.
Yeah.
And we were talking about barbecues. Oh, I think that was on our live event.
That's right. That's right.
Right.
I was trying to remember. When were we talking about barbecues? Right. We were talking about how to socialize in a more casual, you know, social situation, a party or something. And a barbecue is a very popular kind of social situation all summer long, not only on the 4th of July, but whenever it's nice and warm out.
Or the beach.
Yeah.
Some people like to go to the beach. That's fun.
I like to go to the beach when it's warm out. If it's not warm enough, it's...
The 4th of July is midsummer, so it's often warm enough.
Yeah. And even in Boston, we do have beaches.
Believe it or not.
Fireworks are huge for the 4th of July. Every city in the U.S. has fireworks.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Right. So just find out where they're showing fireworks near you if you're in the U.S. and invite your friends. Bring a blanket.
Ooh. A couple summers ago, I went to the fireworks here in Boston, and there was a lightning storm at the same time.
Did they cancel the fireworks?
Yeah, they had to wait about an hour, and they delayed the fireworks. And then you could see in the sky, the show was actually the lightning because there were these huge lightning bolts that were coming out. And then they finally said, "Okay, we're gonna start it."
Yeah.
5 minutes after they started, it started downpouring. So we were watching the fireworks in the pouring rain. It was a cool experience, actually.
Yeah, what a unique time.
Yeah.
And it can get really crowded when people go to watch fireworks. So, you know, it's a good idea to, like, have a specific meeting place. Like, Lindsay and I were doing a little role play conversation at the beginning of this this episode just to figure out, you know, where you're going to meet your friends.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Cool. I mean, there might be a parade as well, a 4th of July parade, usually during the day. The fireworks, of course, would be at night. Mm-hmm. And then what else? Is there anything else? Like maybe some, I mean, typically restaurants and bars will also have special events or special menu.
Yeah. Some people like to take the weekend and just go camping, like make it a long weekend. You might take a Monday or a Friday off before and after the weekend. What day does the 4th of July?
It's going to be tomorrow, Friday. So actually, it's a great 3-day weekend for everyone, right? Perfect. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday off. And some people may take even more time, but I'm sure there'll be a lot of people camping this weekend.
Yeah, so the idea is if you guys are here in the U.S., this is a kind of a special time, a cool time to be here.
Yeah.
So get out there, do something to celebrate the 4th of July, meet some American friends, and just enjoy it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great time to socialize.
Mm-hmm. Have fun.
Yeah.
If you want to put your ears into English more often, be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks so much for listening, and see you next time.